This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
.20 this morning, Mary Kay Cabot going to join us on the show. Afternoon Drive has a poll out right now based on what you and I were talking about with Mitch, because Mitch watches Draft Day the night before the draft every year. And out of 851 people, 55% are saying they actually do not. They believe it is a lame thing to do. Is watch draft day the night before the draft. 52%, it just updated. Out of nearly 1,000 people, it says 52.7% are saying that, yes, it's a lame tradition. That was according to Keith, who was definitely listening to us and put that out there, because I couldn't believe that you watch draft day before this. This is incredible.
Does it even matter if the movie is considered good or bad? It's Cleveland Browns. So if that draft day movie was in Detroit,
but does that...
Would anybody watch it here?
But does that reasoning then water down my love for Major League? Because
League's a good movie.
It is a good movie. And I feel I would like the movie no matter where I lived.
But Major League is a movie about the actual sport. The sport is being played during...
Yes.
Draft Day, I guess the sport of drafting people is being played. But
yeah.
Who cares?
I listened to a thing with the writer who is from Cleveland. He grew up an Indians fan. Did you know not Willie Mays Hayes. Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes never played baseball before that movie.
I had read that.
And
I did read that.
He's like, I really want to play this part. And he's like, dude, you've never played baseball. It's kind of a hard sport. And they said day one, he was hitting the pop flies on purpose. Like the guy who, like he wasn't there. The guy who was supposed to be his batting coach. He calls him up. He's like, you're not going to believe this. This guy, he's picked it up in 15
minutes. He's a natural.
They said the only thing that he couldn't do, I thought that this was good. I did not know. There's a lot of things about the movie I already knew, like the alternate ending, things like that. The one thing I didn't know, Wesley Snipes, not fast in real life. Him stealing bases, which
slow
I thought.
Slow motion.
It's all in slow mo.
They did it all in slow mo because it makes him feel faster.
Yeah, like, remember, there you go.
He turns that corner in his pajamas. And he comes, and he looks like he is the fastest effing thing in the world. And then he slows down, and it's great passionate acting by the guys running against him. I'm like, this is good. This is good stuff.
And we know this for a fact because he couldn't outrun the IRS.
Safety on there, bud. Come on.
Everybody get their taxes in last week.
Anyway. Did we find the audio of?
Yeah, we got it.
We got it.
We're ready to go.
It's a big night. Big sports night. Big sports night.
It's good to...
Multiple things to watch.
Get to Nick Wilson yesterday.
I don't buy anybody in town that says they're going to pay more attention to the Cavs Magic tomorrow night than they will the NFL draft.
Including myself, who's a diehard Cavs fan.
I think we Cavs fans, we Cavs media, we are so confident about this series, so confident that the Magic are dookie, so confident that there's not a chance in hell that they come back and make this a series. I mean, the Morning Boys have said it's done. They've thrown in the towel on behalf of the Magic, even though they work in Cleveland. I think JP pretty much has said the same thing. Like, he thinks the series is over. I don't want to say there's a lack of buzz in the series, but all of a sudden, I don't feel like we feel the appropriate fear that you normally should fear in the playoffs because the Magic are such booty cheeks. And I think that's going to allow people to pay. Again, you can pay attention to both. I think you're going to find yourself watching more NFL draft tomorrow with all the intrigue, because about halfway through that game is when the first round of the draft comes on.
I am doing a radio show tonight centered around the NFL draft. I really hope that the ratings on television, I hope you guys watch the Cavs game and listen to live draft coverage right here on your home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. And then if something breaks, like the Browns do make a trade, say they do trade Greg Newsome tomorrow, you'll hear it right here. And then you can still watch the Cavs because it's a playoff game and we don't have a first round pick. I can't say I disagree with Nick. I want to disagree with Nick, and I hope Nick is wrong.
We are always.
I really, really, really hope Nick is wrong.
This market is always among the top in NFL draft ratings, to the point where I used to make fun of this town for caring too much about the draft. And now I've come full circle, and I'm like, man, I miss having draft picks.
I have a plan.
What do you got? What do you got, Owen?
I will be DVRing the draft, and during commercials and the halftime, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will go back to the draft and two times it, right? Skip through.
Okay.
Catch up, see the pick, see the interview with Caleb Williams, see when, you know, the next quarterback's taken, see if J.J. McCarthy's taken wherever or whatever. And
well, let me ask you.
Still be able to watch the Cavs
what
game.
What is the need? Like, let's say the Cavs game is within 10 points, down to 5 in the fourth quarter. What is the need? What do you think you'd be missing if you don't have the draft on? First thing is, you guys all have your notifications on your phone.
Right.
I hear it every day. I hear your notifications
it's
everywhere.
It's ruined
no matter
drafts for you for a decade.
So every pick is getting spoiled, even if you don't go to Twitter. If you don't disable your notifications, are you missing the outfits? Are you missing the rumors about trades? Because eventually the guys take the picks and then don't make the trades, and the rumors are kind of pointless. So what do you think you're going to be missing if you're just watching the Cavs
only
game?
The shock of somebody being overdrafted.
Ooh,
or
okay.
You
or
can
the
see
slide.
It on your phone, and then you and your friends are going to go, wow, I can't believe, like, they move the sticks. They have Michael Penix going 13 to Oakland, or excuse me, Las Vegas. You go, whoa, I was hoping somebody would trade into the first round for that. But you can look at your phone. It's the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, and I know people could say that. People could say that about the NBA, too. However, it is the playoffs. Like, if you're ever going to care about actually watching games, I understand if you're just a box score person or you look up YouTube highlights during the regular season. Once it's the playoffs, I thought we were kind of all in unison as sports fans.
That's
like,
what
we're
going to
watch our teams.
That's what I would think. 216-474-0092. Well, I don't want to ask people personally, will you watch?
I'd love to know.
I want to know what they think Cleveland would do. Like, what's going to be higher rated in Cleveland? Will it be the draft or will it be game 3 of the Eastern Conference playoffs against the Orlando Magic? I'm really hoping. I know that they're, because of the blackouts and whatever the possibilities, even though we just fixed people's lives and told them how they could get it, I would hope it would be higher rated. Man, I hope that the playoffs are higher rated.
Does watching more sports content make you a bad sports fan?
What do you mean by
that?
I think if you're
going away from the Cleveland Cavaliers playoff game tonight to watch a draft that does not involve your team, you're not as good of a sports fan as you should be.
Well, yeah. I don't want to call people bad fans. I don't want
I'll
to
do
that.
If you do that, you're a bad fan.
I don't want to do that.
Your name's on the show. Mine's not. I can say it.
I know. I don't. It's the playoffs do not come around that often. Come on, guys. You got to watch the Cavs.
If it was a 1-1 series, I don't know if you're watching, but you have a chance at history of the first time having a sweep without LeBron James.
How high do the Cavs have to be up for you to change over to the draft just to watch the draft?
Yeah, if they're up, if it's like the first two games where Orlando cannot score, a Cavs lead of double digits is safe.
15 with 8 minutes left, I think I'm good.
Yeah, that is definitely
okay, that's
safe.
Fine, but is that going to have that much of an effect on the overall ratings?
And even when's the first pick going to be made? 8, 10?
Maybe even later than that.
Yes, after 8.
They're going to start at 8, but Goodell's going to come to the dais and give his little, it'll be 8:19.
They do the whole, they have a lot of things that they bring out. It's like a NASCAR race. There's a lot of things that they bring out, and then they start the draft.
All right, so that second pick, the second pick is where it gets interesting or no? When are you, Ken Carmen, interested in the drama of the draft? Nick Wilson said intrigue. When does the intrigue start?
Pick number two. Honestly, pick number two.
So we don't know.
Yeah, because you don't know. Washington is a controversial team because of their history of how bad they've been over the last 10 years. But you got a decent. Like I'm selling the draft, but that's intrigue for me as a football guy.
No,
if you're a Cleveland fan, again, it's been the third year in a row.
If we had a pick, this would be an interesting discussion.
Yes, it would be.
We know now if the first pick was in the bottom third of the league. Well, that's not going to happen until after the Cavs are done. You might question, are they going to trade up? But you'll get that notification if they trade
up. If the Browns
up.
Had a pick, I think I know what the answer would be.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm like, I don't want to sit there and like, are you watching the draft or the Cavs? Like, I don't want to put people on that. I want to know what they think the faith is, their faith in Cleveland fans, that they're going to watch a playoff game instead of the first round of a draft that they are not participating in. Like, they're not going to have, they don't have a pick. I don't think they have a chance. Nick, Talmadge. I know you want to talk about draft day. Hold on. Are you there?
Yeah.
You think that more people in Cleveland are going to watch the draft or are going to watch the Cavs playoff game against Orlando?
Well, like you, I would be sorely disappointed if it was they're watching the draft. However, you say those would be, I can't remember what you called us, bad fans or whatever.
That's I'm not me. See, damn it, Owen, you see what you did?
Here we go.
See what you did,
say
Owen?
That, Ken.
Damn you.
You said it.
Go ahead, Nick.
Your mouth.
However, we are the same fans that every time Stefanski makes a run play when he should have passed or whatever, we want him out. So that's the fans we are. We're just a different breed. We win a little bit, we change a little bit. So we do need a little slack.
I want to
reference, you know, doing draft day. 52% of the people don't. I wonder if is that the same equation as not watching Die Hard on Christmas Eve? Because me and my college age girly girls do it, and we eat gummies and we get goofy and we do the Hans Gruber impersonation falling off the building.
Oh my God!
So I mean, there's certain traditions you just got to do.
Can I hear that impersonation right now? I know you're not on gummies, but you know.
No, you can. You have to see it. You have to see it because there's no words because he's just doing the backstroke in air.
True. They thought he was really dying. Yeah.
216-474-0092. I'm getting responses.
That was
we'll get
very
to you guys.
Specific.
Also, do you think Greg Newsom could be on the move this weekend? Lima, do you believe that?
I think so.
We'll ask Mary Kay about it coming up next on The Fan. Is it time to be serious? We got Mary Kay. All right, it's time to get serious.
I'd rather not.
It's a serious-ass sports talk radio show, and here we are. By the way, Tim Kirkchen going to join us 9 o'clock. We'll see how real he thinks the Gardos are, how serious the Gardos are coming up at 9 o'clock. But right now, it is draft night, even though the Browns do not have a draft pick. For the third straight year in a row and in round one, Mary Kay Cabot joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline because it's Thursday and it's the beginning of the draft. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Will Greg Newsom be a Cleveland Brown by the end of the weekend?
Yes, I do believe that he will be.
Whoa!
Brown for life.
Yeah, I do. I don't know why that rumor persists. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. But
Solomon Wilcots. You can blame him.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. I've asked Andrew Berry, or at least I've been in the same room with Andrew Berry when he has been asked this question probably three times now this offseason. And each time he says, I have no plans of giving a good cornerback away. So he has stated in no uncertain terms that's not happening.
I would agree. I had several other reasons. Like, do you think, like, not just reporting, Mary Kay, is it your opinion that he's as bad as what people make him out to be? Because if he's as bad as what people make him out to be, I'm like, then why would you give up a second-round pick? If you wouldn't give up a second-round pick, why would an NFL team give up a second-round pick?
Well, he's not as bad as people make him out to be. Neither is Jed Wills Jr. I mean,
that is a strong take we're going to have to revisit, but go right on ahead, Mary Kay.
Well, it's true, and you have to take a lot of things into consideration, scheme, role, what they're being asked to do in certain situations, other metrics that maybe aren't visible to the, you know, to the naked eye, whatever. So I think Greg gets a bad rap. I think he's going to have a nice season, and I think he'll be here.
Okay, so Jed Wills, this is totally a non sequitur, but why the hell not? Not really, because it's still about the Browns. Do you think people are too hard on Jed Wills?
I do. I actually do. I think that Judd's pass block win rate was actually pretty good last year. According to ESPN stats, he was up in the top 10 at the time that he got hurt, and nobody would have ever guessed that. So I do think that he gets a bit of a bad rap, and there are a few plays that stand out that, you know, you kind of get stuck in that, and then it's hard to shake it. So I think he's very motivated to come back strong.
Do you think it's because he's an offensive lineman and he wears long sleeves?
I do not know if that has anything to do with it.
Okay, fine. Tone, take her away.
All right, Mary Kay, it is the third consecutive year without a first-round pick. Are we 100% sure next year we will have a first-round pick?
No, you can never say anything definitively like that. I mean, look how the Rams have done without their first-round picks all of these years. So as Andrew Berry pointed out, I can't even remember when it was, last week or whatever, the hit rate is about 50% on first-round picks. So if you find somebody that you really like there, fine. If not, you can do some things with the pick. So I'm sure they will make a first-round pick next year, but nothing is written in stone, of course.
All right, so with that said, you're looking at, right now, a very lean top half of the draft for the Browns. Just two picks in the top 50. We've gone over how the other AFC North teams have a lot more picks. Does that put the Browns at a distinct disadvantage, or can they overcome it?
They can overcome it. And one of the reasons that they can overcome it is because they've done a nice job of talent acquisition in other ways. Even without those first-round picks, they went out and this offseason got essentially a first-round pick in Jerry Jeudy. They believe he'll live up to that first-round talent. They acquired Elijah Moore. They've added a lot of free agents. They've done some things through trades without giving up much draft capital for those players. So they've really done a great job of overcoming not having first-round picks. They went to the playoffs last year and pretty much cleaned up in the awards without having first-round picks for 2 years.
Mary Kay, have you been paying attention to what's happening in Cincinnati with the trade requests?
I have. I absolutely have. And, it, you know, that's just what happens down there when players feel that the Bengals are not going to pay them. And for a long time, T. Higgins has felt like he's not going to get the money that he wants and deserves down there in Cincinnati. So he's wanted out for a while. And now you've got Trey Hendrickson in the same boat. And that does not bode well for the Bengals to have unhappy players like that, and it's starting to spread. So I think they're going to have to try to get a handle on it somehow.
So that second-round pick that we have been talking about.
Coveting.
Coveting is an understatement, Mary Kay. We have tried to get it surrounded. We've been trying to figure out all angles. If you were to guess what position that second-round pick could be, what would you say?
Oh. Great question. I don't have answer to it. I wish I did. I think they've played it very, very close to the vest. And I can't say that they're necessarily targeting one position. I have gone back and forth. I don't know. I really don't know at this point. But I would be surprised if it's an alignment. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a defensive end. They could go anywhere with that second-round pick, and I don't even think they know for sure until, once again, they're 44 picks out, and they know whether they can trade up, trade back, stay put, or decide how they want to approach it.
So are there any players that are on this football team currently on this roster that by the end of the weekend might not be Cleveland Browns?
I don't think so, unless something unforeseen happens. I don't anticipate that happening. I think they're pretty happy with their roster. I think they're pretty happy with most of their positions on their roster, which also gives them the opportunity to go into this draft and take whatever they want, wherever they want it, without being forced to fill a hole. So I think that's good for them. But right now at this point...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't see them trading anyone away unless it's, you know, like, were you thinking a lot about Leroy Watson when he got traded? No.
No.
Like, you didn't even remember that he was on the team, probably.
I thought of Leroy Jenkins.
I suppose maybe something along those lines could happen, but I really don't see them parting with a player of any significance.
It's been 4 years, Mary Kay, of the Andrew Berry drafts. What would you say is the profile of the typical player he likes to draft? Certainly seems younger, right? They look for guys that are on the younger side of things.
Yeah, the younger side of things is a trend. They do, for the most part, go for smart, tough, accountable guys that love ball. I think that's one of the reasons why we have seen a culture change in the locker room. I think they really work hard to get those kinds of guys in here. Speed, they love to go for speed. They build tough through the lines. The offensive line and the defensive line are vitally important to them. He said they're offensive line snobs, but I think they're also defensive line snobs. And then Andrew Berry loves him some cornerbacks and some safeties. So I think in almost any draft, you can look for him to do something in the secondary.
All right. Like you mentioned, Lima just jogged my memory some way, somehow, without even trying. Tavondre Sweat, he had a DWI 3 weeks before the draft. He showed up to the combine. He was a bit hefty, a little overweight, had the bit of the paunch going. Is he off the board for the Cleveland Browns? Would they risk going after Tavondre Sweat after, you know, the whole Perrion Winfrey deal?
You know what? I did a defensive line story yesterday, and I named, I think it was six defensive linemen on their radar. I originally had Tavondre Sweat in there. I took him out of there. I took him out of there because I don't think that they can – take a risk on a player like that who has maturity issues and who just got a DWI. I really don't think that would be a wise move for them. So I did take him kind of not off my board entirely, but off the radar. I don't see them doing that.
See, because I think there are two schools of thought with most fans, and I think fans like to play the lottery on this type of thing. So I could see them going like, hey, you know what? We only have a few picks, so let's go for broke. Let's see if we can take a risk on some of these guys. But I'm going, yeah, but if you only have a few picks, you might need some good, solid football players in case they make the 53. And then you want to make sure you have those depth guys, those building block players that you can use. Not necessarily talking about superstars, but guys that you know are going to contribute for your football team as you go through roster transition.
Yeah, I just don't see that happening with a player like that at this moment, at that position, like you said. Perrion Winfrey, you know, there have been some other issues there. That's not a super premium position for them. You can find some good defensive tackles, and they have some good defensive tackles right now in Mo Hurst and Shelby Harris, and they added Quentin Jefferson. So I don't know that you would need to take a risk on someone who's going to take up a lot of your time off the field.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. You've covered so many of these drafts over the years. Are the Browns doing anything special tonight? Obviously, no first-round pick, and I wanted to ask you to reflect if there were, over the years, any one memory that stands out on a shocking or appalling draft pick, or where even maybe members of the Browns were stunned at a take that went down.
Well, I think the Johnny Manziel year has to be considered kind of a shocking year. That was definitely an eyebrow raiser and turned out kind of the way we all thought it would. But, you know, so that was a stunning pick there. I would have to say that goes very high up in the in the annals of first round picks. When you look even back to the Baker Mayfield year, all the way up almost until the end, they had us guessing if they were going to pick Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield. So I remember even on draft day, not being 100% sure. And that's because I would have picked Josh Allen myself. So that was, you know, that was another one where that made for a lot of intrigue on the first night of the draft.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the show. How often have you seen the movie Draft Day?
Probably twice.
Okay. So you don't watch it every year before the draft? Is that a weird tradition to you?
No, I don't. I hate to say it. I was actually, you guys might remember this, or maybe you don't. I got to spend a day being an extra in the film. And I like to say that my love scene with Kevin Costner somehow got cut out of the movie. I was very disappointed in that. But so I had great fun being an extra. It was down at a gas station. It really wasn't the love scene, but.
Well, Mary Kay, we all knew. I mean, no man.
Well, you can't be so sure. Anyways, so I didn't actually love the movie as much as I hoped to, probably because I'm so close to it and I know how the sausage is made and I know how things actually really happen behind the scenes. And there were so many things that I thought they should have consulted with some of the writers about to say, hey, how does this work on draft weekend, or is this plausible, or would this really happen? And I think it could have been a little bit more authentic had they done a little bit more diligence.
How many hours did you have to report to be an extra? Because we were talking, there was just news the other day. The casting call went out to potential extras for what? Was it a
Superman
movie that's going to be filmed in Cleveland? And I told Ken, I'm like, I think this sounds like a miserable experience. We just heard from our buddy Pumpkinhead. He only got paid $250, and it took 2 days of shooting for that movie. So what was it like for you?
Well, actually, it was just me and another a guy was in the scene with me, and we were two people walking into a gas station, and Kevin Costner was in the scene. So we spent the whole entire day walking back and forth into this gas station, and we spent the whole day basically with Kevin Costner. So for me, it was a blast. I mean, you didn't have to pay me a dime to do that. And it's a great memory. Actually, I got to go into the trailer first and do hair and makeup. So it was great fun. I had a blast. I had an absolute blast doing that. And again, for me, it was just a thrill of doing all of that. And I didn't get paid for it, but I didn't mind.
I did some acting in college, Mary Kay. I shot my girlfriend's lover. Swear to God. Swear to God.
With what?
A gun. Oh, a fake gun. And I had to, I swear to God, Mary Kay, I put soap in my eyes to make me cry. And I had to yell, Mary Kay, I'm going to use some coarse language. Is that okay?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. I had to yell, you made me do this, you bitch. It took three takes.
And this was what, the school play or what?
No, this was a college project. For a kid who was going out to Hollywood, and he was putting together
musical.
A movie.
There you go. Did he make the movie?
I don't know if it ever got made. It was called, what was it called? Like, it was called Heavenly Claws. That's the name of the movie.
Did you have your clothes on?
Yeah, I was fully clothed. They weren't. I was.
Oh, well, it's probably out there somewhere. It's probably a big hit over in Europe somewhere.
I hope so. Mary Kay, thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Thank you, guys.
Back of the fan. They found it. 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 Toad, they found it.
That's huge.
Mitch, well done, friend.
So the movie was called what?
The movie was called Heavenly Claws.
What was the budget?
I would say about $3.50. $3.50. $3.50.
Well, I gave him a dollar.
Well, wait. Did you get to expense the soap that you used to get those crocodile tears?
No. Some of these names in here, man, this is the old WZIP ZTV days, man. This is good stuff.
Have they gone on to bigger and better?
I have one.
They like the Russo brothers.
I have one gripe. So I've never seen the movie. I don't know where you can find the movie. Heavenly Claws 2008. It's on IMDb. They found the IMDb.
Probably Paramount Plus.
And I am
Or Bally's TV Plus.
It's I'm listed as an extra. I'm like, I shot a guy in the movie.
that's a
you
huge
had a
role.
Line.
I can't even look at my social media. It's nothing but Alec Baldwin. Thank you very much, Anthony. I hope you're happy. I hope you're all happy.
A crowning achievement.
I can't even open my social media. So in the movie, I told Mary Kay,
You made me do this, you bitch. God, no.
No. That's what I had to say. I had one line, and that's what I said. And I put soap in my eyes to make it look like I cried. And I shot my buddy named Patrick. And I had to do it three separate occasions. And then I was never in the movie again. Now, I don't understand, again, why I'm listed as an extra. I had a major role. I killed somebody.
Yeah, that you swung the entire messaging of the movie.
It was basically like I feel like it was Ghost warmed over. Because Patrick is the guy's name in real life, and I'm thinking of Patrick Swayze. Everybody was aboard the Swayze train. 2008, guys, a wild time. And, yeah, man, I'm pretty positive. Unless they took my part out. Maybe they took my part out.
Now, did you think about this in the lead up to your performance? Did you try to get in character? Was it important?
Oh, I'm a method actor. I had my college girlfriend cheat on me. Yeah.
You made me do this, you bitch.
Did the old Kevin Sullivan. I go, it's kayfabe, man. You got to get over there. And that's all I'm going to say about that situation. You guys can go do the Googling on the rest of that.
How many takes?
I told you three.
Three. Okay.
Three takes. It wasn't Kubrick.
Well, everybody's different. Everybody has a different.
A good actor. Passionate acting. What? What do you want to say? What joke do you want to make?
No, I don't. I wish we could see it.
I wish we could, too. I don't know if it's in there.
But this is, you know, this all stems from Mary Kay saying hers was left on the cutting room floor.
She was in Draft Day. And she was an actor. I thought she was actually in the movie in the background.
Oh, she was in the background? I thought she said a thing to you.
Well,
oh.
I looked up the IMDb for Draft Day, and unfortunately, I couldn't find Mary Kay's name in any of the extras, but it's a long list.
Is Pumpkinhead listed?
I'd have to check.
Just simply Pumpkinhead.
Guy with pumpkin on head. Pumpkinhead. 216-474-0092. I asked her about Tavondre Smith, or Sweat.
Yes.
Out of Texas.
Was in the news.
Like the first thing, so I got a buddy on social media, and everybody's posting their mock drafts. And he had it like, I think he had it top 100. I want to say the third round pick. He at 85, he had them taking Tavondre Sweat. I'm like, man, I got a problem with one of your picks, and I'll tell you tomorrow morning. And I can't take that guy. I cannot do it.
Well,
and
so
it's
weird.
It's not because of Perry and Winfrey. It's because, guys, what am I going to do? I'm going to hand you paychecks now and not make you go to class?
So I think
they don't make you go to class anyway at Texas, but you get what I'm saying.
This is really hard now
allegedly.
For NFL teams, especially like the Browns. The Browns have shown that they're second chance you, basically. They're willing to give guys second opportunities. They don't care. They don't care what the baggage is. And it's worked out at times. Other times it hasn't worked out. Kareem Hunt, it worked.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he became a fan favorite. Now it helps that he's
by
from here.
By the way,
here.
That was Dorsey. So this spans two front offices here.
Go ahead. Yeah. But this team brought him back. I mean, and it is funny. It is funny how all the leagues work, that if another team takes a chance on a guy, then everybody else is allowed to take a chance on that same guy afterwards.
Yeah.
Once he's been cleansed from all the bad PR.
Yep.
You know, like Ray Rice. Now, Ray Rice, I don't know, did he ever get a chance to play?
He never got another chance.
But he got workouts, right? He did get a chance to get
a few workouts. I'm not sure. Again, he had 600 yards.
Yeah.
It's terrible what happened, but he had 600 yards before because we were saying, guys, it's the NFL. If he had 1,200 yards a year before rushing,
that's true.
It would have been a different conversation. But with a guy who has 600 yards, I mean, that's the league. And, I know they give second chances, but I'm thinking, it's 3 weeks before the draft. You couldn't stay out of trouble 3 weeks before the draft? Did we not just... Didn't Manziel talk about it in The Untold on Netflix? Like, he's like, I tried to be on my best behavior, and then a week before the draft, he's calling his agent.
Yeah.
He's out of his mind. The whole thing going on. A big cover-up thing by his agent. The whole thing to try to make it look okay. I'm sorry. I can't do this and then have you go back on it and say, well, everything's going to be just... No, I'm just moving on. I can find another defensive tackle in the third round And I know, like, they've got Siakika before, and so far he hasn't really panned out. He
don't
really
you
get
think
on the, field,
the way they
a
do
project.
It? Now, we don't have a window into this. Maybe next time we get a chance to talk to Andrew Berry, I would love to know this. I thought Stefanski gave us a window into his scouting of players and how that can work at times. How do you think NFL teams, and more specifically Andrew Berry and this organization, it all comes down to eventually a grade or a point, some sort of value system, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a curve here. Like, the better, more dynamic player you are with whatever metrics, physical metrics that you want to hit at each position, you look at it on a X and Y, you know, axis, and you start doing the curve, the more you jump off the page with all the physical traits, then the bigger the screw up you're allowed to commit. And
yeah.
And we know, like, Perrion Winfrey, there were a lot. There were a lot of stories. There were a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that if we had heard stuff, then the Browns know so much more.
Yeah.
And yet they thought that there was a certain intersection on that graph where it made sense for them to take
well,
a risk.
There does become like a thing like, okay, it's weird because you don't have enough picks. Like Tavondre Sweat, like if it were 227 and he falls down to the seventh round, it's like, all right, you know, what the hell?
Right.
But a third-round pick, I'm still looking for a guy who's really going to contribute.
Yes.
So then it's like, no. I can't do that. Like, even fourth round, like, that's part of it. Antonio Callaway. I caught sweet hell that day. I'm like, man, I wouldn't have drafted this guy. And usually I don't like to tweet negative things, and it was just hell on earth for me that Saturday afternoon. So I'm like, I think that it's just hard when you say, I've messed up. I'm going to be right. I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get it right. Okay, but now it's a job, and now you have certainly way more money than your friends. If you're going to keep your friends around you, there's going to be a problem. There's just going to be a problem. And it was a problem for Antonio. And sadly, I mean, with Perrion, I don't know what he's up to anymore. He seemed like he had a good personality. He just couldn't get it right.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I saw him, I'm not even going to say it. Because it, well, just... You're selling your shoes online, man.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, you wish you could get it together because there is some gold in them, their hills. There was some talent. 216-474-0092. I just, when I have so few picks of consequence, second round, third round, man, you gotta do your best to hit on those guys. And I just need good, solid football players at the very, very bare minimum that are going to be able to contribute and help me out and build some depth. Coming up next, Tim Kirkchin going to join us. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardians are out to a 17-7 start to this season. Can they keep it up? Does he believe in them? Tim Kirkchin, who recently sat down with Tito Francona, joins us next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.